Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today's sunny, warming to 35 degrees this afternoon. Breezy, winds could gust as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 27. Again, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Friday, a 20% chance of rain after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 45. And in local news, the charges against the currently suspended Viroqua Police Chief Rick Neidfelt were made public on Wednesday at a meeting of the Police Commission convened at City Hall. In all, four charges were made against Neidfelt, who faces dismissal if the commission finds him guilty. All of the charges developed during the administration of former Viroqua Mayor Karen Mitchell, who was present at the hearing to testify against Neidfelt. Current Mayor Justin Runnings suspended Neidfelt earlier this month after an investigation which was headed by former Grafton Police Chief Charles Wenton, who said that he reviewed a number of allegations but settled on four that he felt Neidfelt was definitely guilty of. Running testified that he made the decision to suspend Neidfelt independently and was not in collusion with former Mayor Mitchell on his decision. Wenton testified during the prosecution phase of the hearing that as police chief, Neidfelt was fully aware of the regulations on and consequences of misconduct while on duty. The first charge was based on Neidfelt's non-compliance on filing a sexual harassment complaint in 2019 after an officer reported being called a sexually derogatory name by other officers. The second charge from August 2021 relates to Neidfelt's failure to comply with a written order given to Neidfelt by Mayor Mitchell to do a study for ATV-UTV vehicles in the city. Neidfelt failed to meet with City Engineer Sarah Granger to coordinate the study, which was never completed. The third charge, again in 2019, stems from Neidfelt's directive to display the thin blue line image on the Viroqua Police Force badges, patrol cars, and on building signage at the new police headquarters. This came at the time following the murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis police and a rising Black Lives Matter movement both nationally and locally, and after which Mayor Mitchell initiated a diversity training event and helped create the first Viroqua Diversity Board to support marginalized members of the community. Neidfelt was accused of having personal email correspondence with a citizen who was upset by the blue line image on city police property and giving out false information to that person making the complaints. Neidfelt did eventually apologize to that person after discussion with Mitchell. Neidfelt also removed the image from patrol cars, but it remains on the building and badges. The fourth charge relates to Neidfelt's filing inaccurate information about a former Viroqua police officer into the ACADISC database, which holds records for all of Wisconsin's police employees. The hearing was facilitated by Stephen Zock, representing the Wisconsin Police Commission, who led the hearing through all the phases of the legal process. Jim Carroll, representing the City of Viroqua, called four witnesses, Police Chief Neidfelt, former Mayor Mitchell, current Mayor Running, and Special Investigator Wenton. In testimony with Neidfelt on the stand, his lawyer, Rick Niedmeyer, was able to address all the charges. On the stand, his lawyer, Rick Niedmeyer, gave Neidfelt a chance to address all the charges with his version of how he viewed the evidence. Most of his responses deflected personal guilt and inferred that he was well in command of the skills to operate the police force and had the respect and support of his officers. The hearing will continue on Wednesday, December 7th. The commission members were ordered not to talk about the case among themselves with family members or the public until they reconvene next week. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.